age, the bride of Christ, to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits. Doing today. This is Dr. June Knight coming to ATB Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. Listen, it is an honor to be with you in the month of October. Listen, we just got out of the most prophetic month ever in time. Listen, we are in perilous times, but with God at the helm, hallelujah, who do we have to fear? We have God to help us to march in this army. Amen. Listen, today we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Kelly Morgan. Hello, Miss Kelly. How you doing?
How are you, Miss Zoom? How are you doing today? And the bride, how are you today?
Yes, hallelujah. We are so honored to have you. Listen, bride, when you hear this woman's bio, you're going to say, man, we need to hear from this woman in this hour. Listen to this. Kelly Morgan brings a fresh voice to the financial empowerment arena. She is an ordained minister, author, speaker, and financial coach. She holds a BBA in accounting and an MA in human services counseling. She is the founder of Kingdom Finances for Kingdom Building Ministry. Her passion is to encourage, evoke, and empower others to become financially free. Yes, Lord, we need that. As well as establish an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. She is the author of Kingdom Finances for Kingdom Building. Her list of engagements include Mount Zion's Annual Financial Summit, Operation Stand Down Financial Empowerment Summit, True Victory Church, Pretty Girls Ministry, Spirit and Life Ministries, No Time to Lose Ministries, and Nashville Annual Women's Conference. She has also made appearances on the Renee Bob Show Radio Show and LSR Talks Online Radio with Dr. Laurel Rich. So, yes, Miss Morgan, you could not be here at a better time. Listen, bride, she is going to be at the 2015 Nashville Author and Artist Expo on October 17th, and she will be there to sign her book for you. And she is also going to stand up and tell a little bit about her book. So please come out October 17th at Walker's Cafe and Grill from 11 to 2. So, Miss Morgan, would you mind telling us a little bit about your life? Like, we know on this broadcast, we always ask the speakers, what happened in your life to bring this ministry about? Like, what's your story? Because every person that allows God to take the pen to their book to finish their book tells a different revelation of God because of what they've been through in their life. So obviously God has given you a revelation in finances. Amen. Can you share with us?
Sure. Well, my testimony begins, I grew up and I always loved numbers, and I always just took care of the money that was placed in my hand, whether, I mean, my mom always gave me like an allowance, and I was the little saver of the family. And to fast forward to the future, what happened to me was I went off to college and I came out of college, and of course you get the job, and found myself to be in debt. And being a single woman, and I know most of the time we think, oh, I'm single and I can't move forward and I'm struggling or it's just me. I looked at myself and I was probably a good $30,000 in debt and was just like, you know, Lord, I did not go to school or go to college to be in debt. I mean, why am I in all of this debt? And part of it was student loans and getting a new car and trying to purchase things to, you know, establish my life, being away from my family here in Nashville. And so God really began to speak, and he said, you know, I sent you to college to be an accountant, but I also want to be a part of your finances. And so he began to tell me to lay out my bills, get all of my bills together, and begin to build a budget. And so I did, and it was shocking to me to find out that I was $30,000 in debt, and it became very overwhelming. But I said, Lord, I will take this journey with you if you will help me. And so at that time I wasn't a tither, and God was like, I need you to pay your tithes first. And so I was like, well, God, I'm already in a negative. How can I pay my tithes first? And I'm already in a negative with this. And he said, if you will trust me on this journey, I promise I will get you out of debt if you follow my plan and my way. And so I stepped out on faith, and I trusted God, and I began to pay my tithes, and he gave me even natural things to do. And the natural things to do for me was to get a second job. And I was like, well, God, I didn't go to school to get a second job. And he was like, well, that's what it's going to take at this moment and this season to get a second job. And so I got the second job, and he said, do not live off of your second job or make it a part of your everyday living. And so every dollar that I got from working that second job, I started with my lowest bill, and I would put that money towards that bill. And before I knew it, to be honest, I was out of, it took me a while, but I was out of debt in less than 3 years. And to me, I thought I could never get out of debt. So I just continue to follow the principles of God, and so for several years now, I am excited to say that I am debt-free, and it's a wonderful feeling to be debt-free because I can sow into the ministries that I care about, and
yes,
I can help someone else, you know, when they're lacking or need something, and I'm not overwhelmed by my own problems or my own bills or my own situation.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. When you have been out on the circuit and you've been speaking, what is it that you receive the most questions about? Like, what do you hear is the heart cry from the bride about finances?
The hardest cry I hear is, where do I get started?
Oh, I bet.
How do I even begin?
Yes.
To get started. And what I have to tell the bride is this, the cliche that says, how do you eat an elephant? Well, you can only eat that elephant one piece at a time. And so where do you get started? You have to get started with facing, just like I did, facing what debt you are in. So that might mean collecting your credit report, finding out what your credit or is, gathering all of your bills and tracking your expenses for about 30 days to see what kind of spending patterns that you have. And once you have all of that information, then you begin to build a budget. And the budget that I use is zero-based budgeting for my own personal finances. And what that means is if you bring home $2,000 every 2 weeks, so that is your income. And so your expenses should be $2,000. Now, what that means is it's going to zero out. So every dollar that you bring home is going to have a name to it, meaning whether that's your mortgage, your car payment, cable bills, cell phone bills, light, water, and then you begin to save, put money in 401k, and whatever amount that you have allotted to put extra towards your bills or towards your debt, then that amount is going to also have a name. If you want to save, because everybody is not in debt. So it's
right.
about finding out what is the vision that God has given you for your finances. And that is what you're going to plan out. But what that means is whatever your income is, you're going to make your expenditures that amount. And
yeah.
and so it's going to be you take your income and you subtract your expenses and you should come to a zero. And all that is saying is, again, every dollar that you have brought home has already been allocated and has a purpose and has an assignment. And so you keep your money on track according to the principles of God. And, again, I do iterate, you pay your tithes and you sow your seed and you give offering. That is firsthand. We cannot leave God outside of our finances and assume
Amen.
That he's going to bless us. That's very
yes.
important that we follow his principles and statutes
yes.
in regards to our finances, because God says we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
Yes.
And so we're here to build up his kingdom.
Yes. Well, let me ask you this. Now, listen, Bride, we are going to allow her to speak for about 30 minutes about this topic, so get your pens out. Get your notebooks out so you can take notes. God has given us a jewel right now to be able to help us. But what I want to ask you, I'm going to have you answer this, and we're going to take a quick little commercial and then give you the 30 minutes, is with the critical hour that the bride is facing in America today, and with your ministry experience and your life experience, if you had 5 minutes to talk to the bride, whether it be a warning or some type of exhortation about current day events, what would you say?
Yes. What I would say to the bride today, and it could be off the cuff, but I'm going to say do not be weary in well-doing. Many of us are getting weary. We're getting tired. We're getting frustrated. We're getting worn out. But God says, just as he tells us that the wicked will get even wicked, more wicked, we are getting more righteous. We are getting bold.
Yes,
so I
Lord.
Say, be bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion, and we do not turn back from anything. So I'm going to say, you know, take up your mantle and fight. Take up your mantle and fight. And what does that fight look like? It's using your spiritual tools that God has given you. We have warfare tools, meaning prayer. Get on your knees and begin to pray. Go in your war room. Shut that door and begin to intercede and decree and declare the works of the Lord shall prevail over your life, over your family, over your businesses. And over the things of the Lord, we're going to take over this world through our prayers, fasting. Fasting is a very important tool when it comes to warfare, because guess what? It helps us to release the things that we have poisoned our bodies with doubt and fear and anger and even bitterness. And so it helps us to release those things so that we can hear God more clearly and
yes.
to pray those things that he would have us to pray and to say. And so, again, I just encourage the bride to take up your mantle. Take up whatever God has given you to do. Take up your authority. If he has called you to write, I need you to write. If he has called you to be a business owner, create that business. Get started. Get moving for the kingdom, because guess what?
Yeah.
God is on the throne, and he is for us. God says, if he is for us, who can can be against us.
No.
He has already died on that cross for our sins. He has already borne it all, and he has already given us the victory. And so we can stand and fight and know that the visions that God has given us to do and the things and the spiritual gifts that he has given us on the inside all work together for his purpose and his plan, and that is to give him glory. So I just say, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you, bride, in this season and in this time, and we can prevail in the works of the Lord.
Yes, hallelujah, bride. Isn't that awesome?
Yes,
okay, we're going to take a quick commercial, and then we're going to allow you to release from the tree of life. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. Not reflecting your vision properly through the web? Do you have a website and maximizing on social media platform? Now listen, your online presence is as vital as your personal presence. Vision Communication can help you achieve that vision. We will take your vision and creatively express it to the world. We will partner with you today to reach your perfect target audience, which is souls. Contact us today at www.govisions.us and present your vision to the world in the best way. Amen. Bride, we're back to Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, if you don't mind speaking to us so that we can better our lives. Amen.
Amen. Well, what I would like to ask the bride questions, and I know you can't talk back to me, but I'm going to start out by saying, you know, would you get on an airplane without knowing where you're going? Or would you go on a trip without knowing how you're going to get there or get to your destination? If I'm so sure, I know that
Well, Bride, she must have got disconnected, so I know she'll be back in just a second, so we're going to pause it here. Okay, we're back. Are you here with us?
June, this is Kelly. I'm back. Somehow the phone is hanging up, but anyway, we're going to get this
done today. Okay, Brian, we're
going
to pick it back up. Go ahead, Miss Kelly.
Okay, and so, again, I'm just asking those questions. You know, would you get on an airplane and not know where you're going? Would you plan a trip and not know where you're going? And so if I'm correct, those answers to those questions are no. And so I'm going to ask, why would you get on a financial journey and not know how you're going to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish financially? And so today I want to talk to you about strategic planning and budgeting for your finances. And so we're going to title this Finances with a Destiny. And so what things are important in that strategic plan? One, you have to know that your strategic plan is going to help you identify and understand your current position and the possible avenues that you can take to pursue a particular course of action. So, again, for my example, when I was wanting to get out of debt, what was my course of action that I was going to take? And that course of action was getting a part-time job so that I could generate more revenue to put down more than the minimum payment on my financial, on my credit card debt. And so what that means is I made a conscious decision to not live on that second income, but to put all of that income towards my smallest bill first, because I'm a person who likes to see progress and progress quick. So I want it to be rewarded quick. So you're going to put that amount on that smallest credit card first. And so your strategic plan is also going to tell you what you do and for whom you're doing this for. And for whom I was doing it for, I was doing it, number one, for myself, and number two, so that I could help others. And so number three is going to tell you how are you going to excel in what you're trying to accomplish. Well, how I was going to excel is I was going to generate more income. And so that was going to help me get out of debt faster. Okay? So once you know what your strategic plan is and you have everything in order, then you're going to create a purpose statement for yourself. What is your purpose statement? It is your specific reason for your finances. Why do they exist? What is it that you want to accomplish in life? And your purpose statement is going to help you stay on track. One of my purpose statements is, my financial purpose is to live a debt-free life so I can sow into the kingdom of God and I can assist others in need and fulfill my God-ordained purpose in life. And so I always motivate myself through a scripture when it comes to my purpose statement. And it says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over. And that is Luke 6:38. And so your next point you're going to do is a mission statement. Your mission statement is your special assignment you have given your finances. And guess what? Mission statement must be in line with your purpose statement. It's going to be internal in nature, meaning if you have a family, you're going to tell your family your mission statement so they can communicate and understand what your household is trying to do. Your mission statement is going to be your measuring stick for success. Your mission statement is also going to help you stay accountable as well as others within your household stay accountable. And here is an example of my mission statement. My mission statement says, my financial mission is to establish a savings account, save for a car, and pay off my student loan while giving to the kingdom of God. Again, here is my motto scripture. Provide for your supplies in the summer and gather your food in the harvest. And so Proverbs 6:6. And so what that reminds me of is I am saving in my summer, in the seasons that I have a glory season, in a season of more than enough. You're going to be saving. You're going to be trying to prepare yourself for the harvest. You're going to be preparing yourself to save in times that you have more than enough just for those seasons of rainy days, for those days where you're in lack. And so your next thing you're going to do is you're going to create your vision statement. And we all know that Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But blessed is he who keeps the law. And that, again, is Proverbs 29. And so what your vision statement does, it projects your future. So you say, hey, where is it that I want to be in my finances in the future? It's going to focus on your key values. It's external in nature. So now you're not only your household, but guess what? You might incorporate your a coworker. You might incorporate a friend. You might get your church involved in motivating you, because these people are also going to keep you accountable. For instance, if you're on that job and you have told a coworker that, hey, I'm on this mission to get out of debt, and they see you going to lunch every day just spending money, guess what that coworker might say? Hey, Bob, you said you wanted to get out of debt, but every day I see you going out to lunch. When are you going to start back bringing your lunch? And so guess what? You can't get mad at Bob. You can't get mad at your coworker, Bob, for reminding you of your vision statement that you said you wanted to get out of debt. So guess what? Those outsiders, they're going to keep you headed in the right direction, and they're going to keep you motivated on your goal. So guess what? Your coworker is going to be like, hey, Bob is doing this. He's getting out of debt, and oh, guess what? He's influencing me. So that's what you want your vision statement to do. You want your vision statement to speak to your future, but also motivate others and involve others outside of your inner circle. And so we've already been over your purpose statement, your mission statement, and your vision statement. So guess what now we're going to do? We're going to set some goals. We're going to be strategic about how we are going to accomplish the very thing that we are setting out to do. And guess what? Your goals are going to be in alignment with that purpose statement, with that mission statement, and with that vision statement. And so your goals are the state of affairs that a plan is intended to achieve. And when achieved, it terminates the behavior intended to achieve that endeavor. I know that's a lot. So guess what that means? What that means is, in my own personal example, I worked a part-time job because I wanted to get out of credit card debt. So guess what? I worked that part-time job for about 2 years because it took me about 2 years to get out of that credit card debt. And once that 2 years was over and completed, guess what? I could quit that part-time job because now I have completed paying off those credit card debts. Or guess what? I could make a decision that I wanted to continue to work a part-time job, but guess what? My mission has now changed because my mission might be now to pay off my student loans. So when you're goal setting, you have to make sure that you are creating SMART goals. What are SMART goals? SMART goals are specific in nature. They are measurable. They are attainable. They are reasonable, and they carry a time limit. And so guess what? Here are some examples of some goals. To establish a savings account in the amount of $1,200 before December 31st. Another goal would be to pay an additional $100 a month towards your student loans, or to save $3,600 annually to purchase a car in 5 years, or to consistently pay tithes, offerings, and sow seed into the kingdom of God every 2 weeks, or to be, or to have financial integrity, character, and accountability. So all of those things really line up with your purpose and your mission and your vision. So you're going to be very specific about the goals that you set for yourself. And the last thing I want to talk to everybody about, because we normally don't associate this with finances, but your values are very important to your financial success. Your values are what you stand on and what you believe. They're your principles. They're your standards and your qualities that you consider worthwhile and desirable. Guess what? They are what you want God to say about you and what you want others to say about you, and also what you want to say about yourself financially. They are going to help you define who you are and to also establish boundaries. Okay, so let's go back to the situation about Bob going out to lunch every day. Everybody knows Bob is not going out to lunch. He has made a statement that he's going to bring his lunch because it's very important that he save that $5 or $10 a day that he was spending going out to eat every day for lunch, that he was going to put that money towards getting out of debt. So guess what? That sets a boundary. So guess what? When his coworkers want to come say, hey, Bob, let's go out to lunch today, Bob can say, no, I'm really trying to get out of debt, so I can't go out to lunch with you today. Or that invites his coworkers to sow a seed into his life because guess what? Bob is going to stick to his plan and not go out to lunch with his coworkers. Or guess what? His coworkers might decide if they want to have lunch with Bob that they're going to all bring a brown bag lunch together. So your values are very important with establishing boundaries with others and also helping them understand why you have set those boundaries. So, again, here are the things that should be included in your strategic plan when you're doing your finances or anything that you do in life. You're going to create that purpose statement. You're going to create that mission statement and that vision statement, and you're going to set some goals that align with all three of those statements. And guess what? Make sure you know what your values are. Here are some of my values that I have in my life. To be consistent, I want to know that I'm committed, that I'm determined, and I'm organized. I also want to be loving in my life. I want to be credible. I want to be resilient and devoted. I want to be giving, and I want to be honest. Those are the things that I value, and guess what? They should be showing up in all of that we have talked about. They should be showing up in your strategic plan, but not only that, guess where else they should show up? They should show up in the budget that you have set for yourself. So if you said you want to be giving, I should see you giving tithes and offering and sowing seeds into the lives of others, into your ministries. Guess what? If you said that you were going to be consistent about what you're doing, then I want to see that you're consistently paying your bills. And guess what? Even if you fall off a track, you said you wanted to be resilient. Guess what? I want to see somewhere along that way, because sometimes we do get off track, that where you got off track, you got yourself back on track. That is resilient, to be able to be knocked down or put off track and to get back up and get back on it. And so today I leave you with that message of establish a strategic plan so that you can be successful with your financial destiny. And so I want to leave you with this one scripture that blesses me so and really keeps me on track. And it is Luke 6:46-49, and it says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. And so what that scripture is saying to us is we want to be a well-built house. And so I leave you with these words of wisdom, that listen to God, pray to God, ask him what is the financial destiny that he has for your life, and invite him in to that process to help you establish that purpose statement, that mission statement, and those vision statements, and those values, and those goals. What is it that he would have you do in this time and in this season to help you get out of your financial situation? Because we know that God is the head of our life, and he said, my sheep, my voice, and a stranger do not follow. And he said that he knows the plans that he have for your life, not to harm you, but to pursue you and to give you a hope and an expected end. So, bride, I speak to you today and say, go for it. You can do it. And stay on that track. You will plan work in your finances. Amen.
Amen. That was awesome, sister. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Listen, Bride, I pray you was taking some notes, because I know I was in my heart. We have got to set our heart, especially tithing. Now, listen, my mother, she is in her 70s, and, of course, you know, she's on retirement and all that stuff. She says to this day, if it was not for her tithing, when she had money, God would not be taking care of her today like he is, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so tithing is very important in the giving. So listen, Bride, I'm going to ask that you come together in agreement with me for our sister, and we're going to pray that God would help her to achieve the mission that he has called her to do. We do this on every broadcast. We ask the bride across the world. We do have ones that are listening from overseas that are in the persecuted church. We are honored that they would come together and pray with us. But we ask that God would help each person, because we believe that every person that comes on this broadcast, that God is about to promote them. And so we ask the bride to come in agreement. Okay, bride, let's bow our heads and pray, because we are a praying ministry. Amen. Lord, we just come together in agreement across the world. Your bride, Lord, for our sister Kelly, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. We thank you, God, everything you have done in her life to bring her to this point, to be able to speak from the tree of life and to be able to help your people, Lord. We thank you, God, all the testings and the trials and everything she's been through, God, that her tree is still standing, Lord. That though the winds have come, and though the storms have come on her life, Lord, she's still standing, and all the people that are going to be affected, because she kept her decisions going in the right way, and that is following you and following your voice, Lord. So today we all put our arms around her of love, Lord. We just thank you and give you praise for her life. We speak blessings, Lord, coming together in agreement, because your word says when two or three agree is touching anything, that prayer will be answered. And the bride is coming together in agreement. We're speaking blessings into her. We're speaking more prosperity than she's ever known into her, Lord. We pray all of the tools and strategies from heaven to come down to be deposited into her, Lord, for even greater wisdom, Lord. Your word says if we ask for wisdom that you will give it to us, Lord. So we ask for a greater measure of wisdom, Lord, a greater measure of open doors, Lord, greater ways for her to speak the message that you have given her on the inside to speak to the bride, Lord. So we just speak blessings all the way around. And, Lord, we ask that you send forth a host of angels to come down and to help her, Lord, to hold up her arms, Lord, and to minister to her and to help her to be able to be all of the mighty woman of God, Lord, that you have called her to be. I thank you that she is leading the army, Lord. She is marching in the army of the living God, Lord. And we thank you that she is going forth doing what you have called her to do, Lord, in spite of what anybody else has thought of her or what anybody else has said. She kept pressing forward, Lord. And we thank you and give you praise because now she was able to come on the radio and bless all of us, Lord. So we thank you and give you praise for her life, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, sister, I would love it if you would pray for the bride. Maybe there's people listening right now that do feel overwhelmed. You know, we have a lot of financial crises going on across the world right now. So maybe you can pray and pray for the bride.
Yes. Lord, we just thank you for the bride, God. Lord, we thank you for this ministry, God, and, Lord, where you're taking it, God. Lord, we thank you for every voice and every person, God, Lord, that you allow this broadcast to touch, God. Lord, we just ask, God, Lord, that you begin to lay the bride on the intercessors, God, and bring forth, God, the harvest, God, that is due to this ministry, God. Lord, we just thank you, God, Lord, that the bride is going to be like that tree, planted by the streams of living water, God, and Lord is bringing forth this fruit in this season, God. Lord, I thank you for every partner, God, Lord, that will sow seed into this ministry, God, and help get the works of the Lord out. Help get your word out, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for every listener that is listening, God, Lord, that you're more than able to do exceedingly abundantly above and all that they can ever even think or even imagine, God, in regards to their finances, in regards to their health, God, in regards to whatever situation, God, that they are enduring, God, during this season, God. Lord, that you are almighty, God. Lord, that you are not a God, Lord, that forsakes us or leaves us, God, but you are a God who walks with us, God. Lord, you are a God that talks with us, God, and, Lord, you will never leave us nor forsake us, God, or guide us, God. It's a territory, God, that you cannot take us out. God, I thank you for the influence. I thank you for the new territory of this ministry, God. Lord, it is spreading far and it's spreading wide, wide, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, that it is like a forest fire, God. It's blazing for your kingdom, God, and it is on fire, God, and it's consuming everything, God. Lord, that is not like you, God. It's tearing it down, God, even now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just thank you for blessings being upon this ministry, God. Lord, that is over flooded, God. Lord, that every resource is being met, every need is being met, God, because you said, God, Lord, you supply our needs according to your riches and your glory, God. And we know that you own a cattle on a thousand hill, God. You own this earth and the world that is within it, God. Lord, you own it all, God. So, Lord God, I thank you that this ministry is not lacking anything, God. It is not broken, God. And so, Lord God, I just thank you for your blood being on this ministry, God, and, Lord, you're protecting it, God. I thank you, God, Lord, for where you're guiding and leading this ministry, God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, God, and I thank you for your angelic host, God, being upon the bride, God, and I thank you for the work that they're doing, God, and Lord, may you just bless them even and all the more, God, for even allowing someone like me, God, to be on this radio station, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you for this leader. I thank you, God, for this founder, God, and I thank you
thank you, Lord.
All the sacrifices, God, that she has made, God, saying a yes to your ministry, yes to your call, God. Lord, that she has her crown in heaven, God. And, Lord, you're smiling down upon her, God, saying, well done, my good and my faithful servant. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you, Jesus, yes. People don't know what I've been, what I've been through to bring this thing in. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, we look forward to meeting you, and you're going to be there at the expo to be able to sign your book and to answer any questions that people may have, correct?
Yes, I will. And if I can, for those who are listening, I want to give out my website, if possible.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it is www.kingdomfinancesforkingdombuilding.com. And you can also purchase the book there. You can see the classes and things that I teach. And so I'm available for any speaking engagements if possible. And I just bless the Lord for this opportunity again and bless this ministry.
Yes. Now, once again, Bride, listen, I'm going to talk to you about that expo again. It is sponsored by Trifold Outreach Ministries under Chaplain Yolanda Walker and Treehouse Publishers under me, Dr. June Knight. And then we will have 92Q Radio there. We'll have our radio, WATB Radio. We will have WATB Television there as well. It's going to be. So if you can come on October 17th, Walker's Cafe and Grill at 109 Ewing Drive from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then from 2 to 3 we will have worship. So come on out and we look forward to seeing you there. Now listen, Miss Kelly, God bless you, woman.
God bless you too.
Yes, you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.